It's all over here, Chris, in actual fact. And, well, it's Donegal are made history today. It's 2 to an All-Ireland semi-final, but just by the skin of their teeth. Not 19 to 113. That's how it ended. Just the 3 points between the sides in the end. Remember, Donegal led by 6 points at half-time, having played much the better football in the first half. And thanks to points from Yvonne Boner, Geraldine McLaughlin, Sarah Jean McDonald, Ethan McDonald and Niamh Hegarty, all on the score board in that first half for Donegal, who really played particularly well, though they did find a stubborn enough resistance from Armagh, who I remember they defeated by 28 points in the Ulster final just 5 weeks ago, 9-21 to 4-8 on that occasion as well. The goal certainly didn't flow this afternoon, and in actual fact it was Armagh got the goal in the second half, and that was the score really that brought them into the game, though they had been clawing away at Donegal's lead, and they had reduced it to 4 points early in the second half when Aoife McCoy, who proved a handful along with Amy Mackin up front for Armagh in the Armagh full forward line, scored that crucial goal to bring the back to just 1 point. Geraldine McLaughlin, who once again played well for Donegal and was among the top scorers, had added a point. But then with 2 quick points from Amy Mackin and from Sean O'Gree, a sub, to tie up the game. The sides were level twice in the closing stages before Donegal pulled away with 2 points from Ailish Ward and 1 from Niamh Hegarty. But certainly Donegal had to dig deep, and they had to go to the subs bench as well this afternoon, with Karen Guthrie, the team captain, who didn't start, coming on in the closing minutes for Sarah Jean McDonald, who had a good game here for Donegal as well. So pretty scary at the end, but they did throw through, and it is very noticeable that there are more experienced players like Niamh Hegarty, Katie Hearn and Yvonne Boner, along with Ailish Ward, Geraldine McLaughlin, all came to the fore in those closing exchanges, and Donegal just about deserved to get through in the end. It's certainly not the barnstorming performance they had against Armagh in the Ulster final, but certainly they'll be quite happy. They're through to an All-Ireland semi-final. That's in 2 weeks' time. They will play the winners of either Cork or Westmeath, who play on Bank Holiday Monday. But for now, from me, from Tom Comack here in Healy Park, it's Donegal 19 points, it's Armagh a goal and 13.